Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
I'm howling out loud. Getting real hot, sweat drip dripping. Getting real close, girl, feeling that rhythm.
Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchuck Show with my little furball co-host, Jesse Tankitty. Woo-hoo-hoo! What a night. I've been having a very crazy week. Wow, it's totally off, but yeah, I totally had to unplug everything. I have no idea what was going on with the connection, and I'm going, oh, crap, oh, crappity, crap, 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 crap. So I unplugged every single thing, plugged it all back in, shut everything down, pulled everything out, and just like, I was like, man, who knows if this is going to be a show tonight. Thank goodness I didn't have a scheduled guest, because that would have been a bummer. Because I always like to get, you know, full advantages of my guests and have them, you know, actually, you know, talk about it on my show. But actually trying to go to, let's see, I'm going to about the Dragon Fest. One of my film brothers, I know it's going to be a whole bunch of people, but Johnny Crang, guy who actually I've had on my show a couple of times, the one who mentioned this very motivational saying to me, he got from someone else, it was follow your bliss. And no, for nothing, but John was the first one who actually was on my show, one of the first Hollywood stuntmen on my show, and I think it was like my good luck charm. And then I just had him a couple of shows ago. I had him on my show again. He's so awesome. So what I want to do is get to the Dragon Fest on Facebook page and bring this up. And believe me, this is something I wish I was over in California for. This just looks so awesome. And I'm actually bringing this up, and I'll let you guys know exactly. This is the Dragon Fest. There's going to be celebrities, artists, authors, and, you know, films and such. And this looks like so much fun. It's actually May 18th, and John Crang is actually going to be there. James Hong, Cynthia Rothrock, Lorenzo Lamas, Eric Lee, Richard Norton, Fumio Demura, Tak Kabuta, Bill Razuke, Art Camacho, Peter Kwong, and many more. So it's going to be definitely going to be really an awesome show. It's actually, if you want to call, I don't know if they're open now, but the telephone number is 818-478-1722. Again, that telephone number is 818-478-1722. I don't think it's actually open now, but the address is 2319 West Magnolia Boulevard, Burbank, California, 91506. Once again, the telephone number, which I don't know if it's on right now. It might be closed. It's 818-478-1722. Again, that telephone number is 818-478-1722. And the address is 2319 West Magnolia Boulevard, Burbank, California, 91506. And that is, it's going to be the Dragon Fest. It's May 18th. It's on a Sunday, 1 to 7 p.m., where Johnny Crang is going to be there. So that's going to, man, I wish I was in California. Something really cool kind of happened. And you know how I am for the stunt community? Let me find this wicked cool thing. It's something that's really kind of a big deal in the stunt community. Now, you know, for me, I've never ever wanted to be a Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja. And this really cool thing happened. Hold on one moment. I'm trying to find it, where it is. Where'd it go? I'm trying to find in here. Okay, where is it? It kind of is a big deal. This is it. I think I found it. Where is it? I know it. I seen it. There's so many posts. Wait a minute. I'm going in. It's this group here, and it's actually for the stunt community. And it's official. Screen Actors Guild Awards will offer trophies to stunts. No more pieces of paper. We're going to happily full-fledged brothers and sisters to this award show. That is so awesome. And I think it was Julia Michaels that, I don't know if she helped with it. I don't have her on my friends list, but kind of cool. It's a stunt kitty. I think that's kind of cool. Trying to see here. Let's see. I was trying to see if there was more on the page, but I don't have her as friends, but I guess she must have had some help to do with that. So that's kind of a big deal. I think that's really awesome. Also, too, I want to bring up the website. Once again, I'm on board for the I'm one of the board of advisors on a Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. So Stuntman's, I'm typing this with one in, Paul. Same, the website. I want to read to everyone because this is something that I'm part of, and I've been trying to help raise money for this. So I'm actually going to the site now, and this is not just, you know, for past stunt community, but this is for the present and future stunt community. And I don't know why it's not popping up, but it's, if you go there, it's Falling for Stars, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And this is about the museum. The CEO, co-founder, John Hagner, welcomed me on board. And I actually did have him on my show. And this is it. It's about the museum. Hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canute, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rondell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and in honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame, and mail it to 81 West Kane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. Email address is johnhagner@gmail.com. It's J-O-H-N-H-A-G-N-E-R @gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click on Fallen for Stars, then Artist of the Stars, then Stars and Legends. John Hagner I don't know if he's still doing it all, but he was doing a monthly article and more of happenings. So this is something that, you know, I really hope to help raise money for this, and I've been trying to do it more and more on my shows, I did it in the whole month of December. So I'm trying to find out some more information on here. I don't know if it's going to actually bring up the Facebook page. All right, I'm trying to find some other stuff on here. So let's see. Does it say any more on here? I thought there was a little bit more I could actually read on here. So I'm trying to bring it up on the website on the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame, see if there's other things that it could actually bring up on here. And it has members on there, honored inductees into the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame. And it has a list of so many people that are actually inductees. And actually, wow, Jackie Chan is actually an honorary inductee, and I think he'd probably be really happy to know that Buster Keaton, yeah, that's one of Jackie's favorite, Buster Keaton. I think Buster, Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton, so I think that would make Jackie happy too. let's see. If you go there, you can check out the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. It's a nonprofit organization. See if there's any news lately, see if there's anything new. I don't know if there's anything that's been updated on the site. I'm trying to load it and see if it will come up anything. Hall of Fame. It's trying to load. I don't know if it's about a page. Oh, yeah, here we go. I think it says, I think I read it. Oh, here we go. It's another page. It's a brand new other page. Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame Building Fund. The Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame requests the honor of your support in participating on the relocation as a sponsor of the HOF Building Fund. The situation of the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame today. The need for the HOF Building Fund. Thousands, this is what I read already, I'm going to read it again. Thousands of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunts people of motion pictures and television featuring personal items donated by such notables as John Wayne, Gene Kelly, James Stewart, Steve McQueen, Charles Heston, Chuck Connors, Monty Montana, Lash LaRue, Johnny Tarzan, Wise Mola, and others, including stunt legend Yakima Canute, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Dale Van Sickle, Tom Steele, Duke Green, Ronnie Rondell, Hal Needham, Chuck Robertson, Chuck Haywood, and many others who have been so honored. And then I have to scroll up here. I'm going to bring it down a little bit here. A collection that outranks any other establishment, which has taken its founder more than 50 years to collect. Hear that, ladies and gentlemen? It took them over 50 years to collect and catalog and restore. There were also costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings, posters and murals, sculptures, cowboy hats, boots, and shoes, dioramas, saddles, as well as more than 10,000 movies and serials on video and DVDs pertaining to the stunt world. The Hall of Fame was founded in 1973 and is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Your level of sponsorship. In deciding your level of sponsorship, you're requested to send 25 or more if possible. Going to scroll up here. Of course, any amount you contribute will qualify you as an HOF fund sponsor and will identify you as a special friend. And then I think this is the same. And it says here, sponsorship benefits. You will receive a special HOF video or DVD, your choice. This is film featuring exhibits, etc. You will also receive a signed by the artist portrait drawing of John Wayne or Yakima Canute, your choice. Please mail your contribution directly to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame, 81 Kane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, it says Building 1, Number 12, Moab, Utah, Mobs, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. Let's see, there was another thing that I did want to bring up, and it was about Raid 2. Now, from what I've been finding out, you know, I mean, I still am going to watch the film. I was going to try to watch it today. I wanted to watch it, but from what I was finding out, people were leaving it not because they didn't decide if it was a good or bad film. People were leaving the movie theaters because it was subtitled. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, people left the film because it's subtitled. I just have to do that Jean-Luc Picard face palm with two hands because it's just like, I don't know if that's considered kind of like ignorant, which I really do think. So you're going to leave a movie theater because it has subtitles when it's an action film. When you want to just sit around it, like wait for the action to happen, but no, you've got to get up. You're already paying the money to watch the film. and you can't sit and wait for the action to happen because of subtitles. I don't know how, like, you know, if I can train my brain to, you know, get used to the subtitles, you think anybody in this world would be able to do that. It's kind of like, I don't know, do people want instant gratification right away? I mean, how ignorant is it just because it's in another language? I will never understand that at all. I'm not really sure. Would you rather have them dubbed and do like in the 70s kung fu dubbed films? And, you know, I mean, that's really kind of lame. What do you want the people to dub their voices and make them sound like they're this surfer dude? For me personally, I can go back and watch films from like the 70s when it's been dubbed and stuff like that. That's you know, that's understandable. But this day and age, you should be able to train your mind to watch a great action film with subtitles. I mean, how lame are you if you can't binge watch a film with subtitles? I just don't get it with people. I really, really don't get it. Yeah, I know. I'm just a lame white chick that don't know my butt from my elbow, my ass from my elbow. I'm like, really? Seriously? I just don't know. I just don't know. But anyway, I wanted to bring this up, and I'm sorry that I was having some difficulties, you know, with the show tonight. It's just, like I said, I didn't know. I think this show is going to shut off once again. I do apologize. I don't know why I'm having some issues. It's going in and out on my computer here, so I apologize to that. I don't know what's going on tonight. So I'm just going to end the show because I don't want to be disconnected just in case. So I'm not so sure why I am ending the show now. Hopefully, I think from watching on another show there was problems maybe with the internet or something. It's just, I don't know what it is. There's something wrong with the show tonight, so I apologize to everyone for ending the show earlier. I don't know if it's going to shut off or not. I can't tell because I can't get a hold of a tech person. It just says help, and you can't click on to that. And it says, I don't know why. The agents are not available. So right now, just in case, because I don't want it to be dead air, I'm ending the show earlier tonight. So I do want to thank for, like, some support and stuff. And I'm trying to even push a button to play a song to end the show. Okay. I don't know what's going on. So this is tonight's show. I'm trying. I don't even know what's wrong with the buttons here. So I'm trying to end the show. Let's see if it's not working. Even to play this song to end the show. Hold on for a second. But anyway, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for the support. Let's try to see if this is going to work to end the show. I will be getting some great guests on my show. I do apologize that this sometimes once in a while just things happen and the button isn't working. Hold on. Well, tonight, everyone, thank you so much for listening to my show. Everyone, have a good night.
I've been waiting, girl.